One knowledge. The Russian fleet has been dumping old reactors and spent fuel into the seas for decades, and sometimes I stand before the recycling bin with a piece of waxed cardboard in my hands for minutes, trying to decide whether to drop it in or not. You must do something. And I still find the Russian language ugly, gruff, a twisted, mumbled, crunching thing that lurches through the underbrush and pokes its cracked tusks into moldy carcasses. Beauty is a sapphire I savor in my mouth that slides out, slick, with spittle. Today, I helped a girl correct her grammar in an essay. It said, "I have angry that U.S. culture is force on me. Even people tell me to throw away Korean ideas and become Asian American." Her hair was the gold orange of Asian black bleached. A lazy eye drifted away slowly as I told her to read the words aloud, feel the errors in her mouth. And she read in a soft voice, melding Korean sparks into short English words. There are not many knowledges in my head. I told her that in English, knowledge is a single idea, supported by much, not many. That if she had thousands of dead reactors, decades worth of barrels of ship fuel, there would be many reactors, many barrels. But knowledge is overarching. It reaches us all and frees us. It's the shifting body in the Escher drawings that morphs from boar to fish to bird to jewel, slides through every mind that speaks it. So in America, she asked, there is only one knowledge?